Wake up with the Big Breakfast, weekdays from 5:30.
Today on The Catch-Up, we hear from Rich Uncle Mel, and he gives us his thoughts on Barnaby Joyce's upcoming child, his second one.
Also, these two had a ridiculous take on what you should do immediately after a breakup.
I'm being completely roached by most of my family. I hate sharing stuff with my family. I'll see if you agree. Formerly the Prime Minister of our nation, now just another rich guy from Sydney. He is Malcolm, our rich Uncle Mal. Hello, sir.
Good on you, Marto, and hello to everybody on Triple M in Brisbane, one of my favourite cities to get to because I love saying the name of your Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, or the Palaszczuk, as you call her. Bit cheeky, but never mind. And hello to you, Nick Cody. Welcome to the team. Good on you.
G'day, rich Uncle Mal. How are you, mate?
I'm on top of the world looking down on creation, of course. I'm up in the Papa. We had a fondue party last night, as we've had across the summer, and it got a little bit fruity, I can tell you that. Some of the people up here are loose units.
What else you been up to over the summer?
Well, I've been planning how I'm going to white ant the Liberal Party when the federal election is finally called for May 2019. I'm going to enjoy taking them all down, especially ScoMo. What a dodgy individual he is. I've been seeing him at the tennis, telling everybody he's their mate. Ugh. I've still got a knife in my back with his fingerprints all over it. But I, of course, Nick, I've been out on the harbour in my car and thoroughly enjoying the sunshine here in Sydney.
Oh, you must have been so stoked to see that Barnaby Joyce is expecting another child.
The beetroot of Robin Bailey.
Yes.
The rancid bonce that is Barnaby Joyce. We all had to imagine him, you know, doing the act, if you will, when he told us that Vicky Campion was pregnant the first time around, and now we've had to imagine it all over again. I mean, really and truly, we don't want to... Go away, Barnaby. You terrible, terrible little man. I mean, maybe they should give the Murray-Darling Basin a pregnancy test, because he's done to that what he's done to Vicky Campion.
Is it everyone else is...
That's an IKEA joke. You can put it together yourself.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Hey, everyone else is watching the tennis. I know Ash Barty got beaten last night, but are you a tennis fan?
I am a tennis fan. I love listening to the women grunt.
Do you?
Isn't it terrific? It really does arouse me. But I've enjoyed the tennis. I love the tennis, Marto. And I know that you were a top-line tennis player in your time.
Yeah.
I love any sport where the poor can't go. Rowing, yachting, polo, the tennis. Just so long as, you know, off they go into the hot gravel of the outer suburbs with their chocolate milk and their chain smoking. And but I've got to say to Bernard Tomic, really, pull up your socks, mate. You can't pour a bucket on Leighton. I mean, Leighton will be remembered and you will be forgotten, Bernard Tomic. You terrible man. Off you go, Bernard. Come on! That was me doing a bit of Leighton.
It's good.
Yes, well, we understand that.
You rocking anyone?
Well, yes, your producer told me to rock somebody. I can't remember who it is. Triple M rocks some.
Have a stab. Just have a stab.
I will have a stab. Yeah. Triple M rocks Eagle Farm.
There it is.
There you go.
Oh, he's remembered.
Beautiful. Can I just check something, Prime Minister? Yesterday, Scott Morrison, ScoMo as you call him, was in Cooktown. I don't know. Did you see him utter those comments? And I'm not sure what you're like historically, but claiming that Captain Cook circumnavigated Australia.
Well, he's an idiot. Captain Cook didn't circumnavigate Australia. No. He on his first voyage around this part of the world, he went down the eastern seaboard.
Yes, we know.
And navigated that very well. And of course, they're going to spend $7 million on recreating the Endeavour's voyage. It's going to end up in Hawaii, where everyone gets clubbed to death. It's going to be historically very accurate. They're going to be shooting people nilly-willy. All the crew will have scurvy, and then they're going to spread smallpox through Victoria.
PM Rich Uncle Mal, thanks for your time.
Okay, bye now.
A couple of days ago, we were talking about Dancing with the Stars and the new lineup. We were saying Jet Kenny, one of the world's great Adonises, was in there. Also, Olympia.
Have you had a chance to check him out?
A girlfriend of mine, after we talked about sent me a photo.
Hey.
Yeah, he's a good looking fella.
Oh my God.
Super fit, too.
Anyway. Good rig.
Yeah, good rig. Mummy blogger Constance Hall's going to be in there. And now it has been confirmed that Karl Stefanovic's ex-wife, Cassandra Thornburn, is going to be in the lineup. And she has come out to say that her father, who passed away in October last year, told her that she had to do it because she would regret it if she didn't.
Oh, nonsense. Is she claiming her father before he was dead or after?
No, I thought he came through during a seance. No, yeah. Before.
John Edwards got called in.
Yeah, no. Okay, before he died. Anyway, I'm very conflicted about Cassandra Thornburn because on one hand, I think there was so much publicity about their split up last year and she was in the absolute forefront of it. And her husband, or then ex-husband, had this platform in the media. Yeah. Mind you, he never spoke about it. And yet she just kept coming out and saying stuff about him. And as far as I could tell, he didn't cheat on her.
Are you sure?
No, clearly I'm not in their marriage.
It all happened very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah. And I'm, you know, so therefore is she some, what are you giggling at? Look at you, Nick Cody.
He's trying to get to the bottom
just
of this.
Smarter. Mm. Like he's a writer for New ID.
But,
like he knows something we don't.
Couldn't I do a job?
Oh.
Oh, Marto's magazine, Old Ideas.
So if they didn't cheat and he just left.
Yes.
I mean, I guess if he fell on top of Yasmin like a week later, that would be really offensive.
Why would that be offensive?
Because you've been married to someone for 25 years.
Tell me how it went down. Did they break? They just went, all right.
Well, she says that he came home one day and said he was leaving. And then 3 months later, he appeared with Yasmin at a fashion thing in Sydney and she was his date. And, I mean, the mourning period from that is really short after a 25-year relationship. Like, that is disrespectful.
But obviously, there would have been cracks and tired fabric in the marriage anyway.
Well,
after, yeah, he didn't just walk out unless he was having an affair, and I don't think
that's
true.
Well, we don't know.
But if you walk out and say it's over, you can start doing whatever you like. If it's over, it's over.
No, hang on. What do you mean?
You don't have a linger period. He can start. He could have gone out 2 nights later to the pub and found Yasmin.
You don't believe that.
Even less. That's how I used to conduct myself before I got married.
So hypothetically,
I move on before I stop going out with girls. I'm not too proud to say that.
Hypothetically, because you'll never leave Kath.
No.
She is the best part of you. That if that was to happen.
You know the story of my girlfriends.
Yeah, they all died.
Yes.
So they actually did
that
Nick.
Is trendy.
All of his ex-girlfriends are no longer with
three
us.
Three out of four died after I stopped.
So is that why Kath's still hanging out?
Is Kath an assassin?
No, that's why Kath
anyway,
will never leave.
Anyway, just work with me with this hypotheticalness.
I'm happy if you walk out of the house.
To Kath, the next day if you fell on top of someone else, would that be... You would not. You absolutely would not.
Oh, no. If Kath ordered me from the home, if you're gone. I've had enough of you. I believe
straight
in the
on
next
Tinder.
Week you'd be straight into it within
would
the next
not.
Why not men have needs?
They do not. Not like that. What about the needs of your family and the disrespectfulness to the woman that you'd spent 25 years?
Well, they don't need to know about it. I'd be doing it in my private time.
Marto reckons the mourning period should just be the morning. You know what I mean? Like by lunchtime.
Okay, I want a ruling
I'm
on this.
A bit tully.
What is the mourning period for a breakup? How long should you leave it before you can start another relationship? It cannot be 24 hours or 48 hours. That is so
wrong. Well, get people's actual stories of I've finished it up and then I started a new one then. There'll be people who have done it, I bet.
Okay.
So, Robin, if you change phone providers, do you just wait a few weeks without a mobile phone
you
or
cannot,
do you just go swap?
You cannot provider with the relationship that goes for half a day.
Of course you can.
Sometimes relationships cost way more than $50 a month.
133-53, what's the mourning period after a breakup?
Good analogy, Nick.
Cole of Caloundra, have you got a story on this? What is the ruling?
I just reckon, mate, if you fall off your pushy, you just jump straight back on. So,
what, another pushy?
Absolutely.
Sounds like Cole's into stealing bikes.
Have you done it, Cole?
When I was a young fella, just you go from one to the next, it's all good. Like, even if you had a girlfriend for a couple of months, like, if they got rid of you or you got rid of them.
Okay, are you in a relationship now, Cole?
Well and surely. Been married for 13 years and with my wife for 18 years, so yeah.
Okay, so if you broke up, you would find someone else in the next week?
If I was looking, I reckon...
He backs himself, I like it.
Paint a scenario, Cole. She does the dirty with the plumber who came over to fix the taps. Okay, you find out it's all over. Next day, you're back onto it?
Absolutely, yeah.
No, that's revenge. Anyway, that's different
not
story.
Revenge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Lisa of Kamira, what do you reckon about this?
Well, I just think after, you know, whether your relationship is tumultuous or loving or whatever the case may be, I think you need to find yourself again. So, and speaking from experience, I was on my own, sort of dated here and there, but not straight away, nowhere near straight away. But I just think you need to become yourself again, because you've been so caught up with somebody for so long, you forget about you. And I think it's important to get back in touch with yourself and what you really want.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lisa, but I'm guessing Greg Martin is not going to get in touch with himself.
He's trying to get in touch with someone else.
John of Kenmore, what do you think about this?
Yes, I was with a girl for 2 years, got engaged.
Yeah.
Things went south, broke up. And the next week, I met my future wife at the Caxton.
Meant to be.
And we got engaged and we've been married for 5 years.
Mm. Okay, so did anything happen in the original breakup? Like, was there, you know, that she did the wrong thing by you at all?
No, we just decided to go our separate ways.
How do you get over that? Didn't you love her?
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Sounds like it.
No.
Big breakfast on Triple M.
The day I regret, that's what I'm going to talk to you about. You know, Spotify.
Yes. Everyone,
just one.
On Spotify? Well, one of the days I regret. Spotify, Nick?
Yep, love it.
Rowan?
Yes.
Brendo?
Yes, indeed, premium.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, let's talk about that. Mm. One day, so we were listening to it and we ran the ads. Yeah, we'd have to listen to the ads every, 15, 20 minutes, whatever they occur, and it went on and on. And then I found out I didn't know there was a thing. Well, they used to keep on suggesting, and I thought, what is this Spotify Premium? And I went, like Netflix, right, I'm going to stump up a $13 or $14, what is it, per month to get premium. So for Kath and I to enjoy music without those silly little ads.
Yeah.
Everyone understands. Yep, how long has Spotify been going? 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, right. 10 now.
You're listening to music, you want to listen to your
music. Well, they're terrible ads as well. That's the problem. You know what I mean? You're not learning about lamb ham.
No.
No, that's true.
Not proper ads.
Not Panama's meats.
All right. So the day when I was talking to my kids about music and we're talking about the day they found out that Kath and I, their parents, had Spotify Premium.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realise there'd be a problem because I didn't realise the tentacles of Spotify were able to be latched onto by other humans in your family.
Yes.
I thought it was, does this happen?
Yes.
And they were onto it and straight away they got the password and I didn't realise then that I'd be listening to music and whoever chimes in, they grab control of the music. And then I tried to grab back and grab for. Can I just go through? I've just looked at my Spotify Premium and gone heavy, your heavy rotation, the music you've had most on repeat this month.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you think this is me. Brenda, I might need you here as the music expert.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Methyl Ethyl?
Oh, Methyl Ethyl, these guys. You don't strike me as a Methyl Ethyl guy.
Right, although I'm not.
That's not too bad. That's not as bad as what my boys.
Travis Scott, have you heard of Travis?
Oh, yeah, I love Travis Scott.
Have you heard of Flight Facilities? Have you heard of ASAP and the S has got a dollar sign?
ASAP.
It's the only way to spell it.
Yeah, whenever I spell my S's, I put a dollar sign through them. Rocky.
Hey.
These are dark-skinned gentlemen singing rap.
Swearing at you.
Swearing
at you.
Yeah, that's my...
is that how you take it?
That is my one
ruling. That is very
ruling.
Upsetting language, Dr. Dre. I thought a man with a medical degree...
Is he really a doctor? No, he's not.
That's my one ruling in the car, is that I am not going
to
have
this happens
bad
to you.
Rappers swearing at
me. Why are teenage boys...
I don't know.
Why are Brisbane teenage boys want to listen to...
I don't know.
American rap music rappers.
I don't mind a bit of rap music.
Young guy, explain it to us.
Teenage boys and Nick Cody.
Yeah, you need the beat underneath, though. You know what I mean? That's the most important part of rap, because without the beat, it's just a bloke listing off his assets and property portfolio.
They say money makes the world go round.
Show me the money.
Well, unless you're a flat earther, then you've got a whole lot of other issues going on.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
We've $1 million with Triple M's Millionaire Listener.
Yeah, I'm living life in the fast lane.
The Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and Nick Cody in the morning. And $1 million while you're at work. 104.5 Triple M.
From a house down in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast. From the horrors of Ipswich or even up the coast. It's Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
Bogans
got
on
news.
Oh, Robin, Marto, Brendo, we know Bogans know no borders. And this week we cross the pond to Christchurch, New Zealand. Now, Bogan news this week does start a little bit sad, right? A couple teenage boys killed in a car crash. I think we can all agree.
Oh, dear.
Very sad, very upsetting, right? Yep. You're like, Nick, where are you going? This is bogan news.
Yeah, come on.
Well, they were killed in a car crash. They'd stolen a car. They were on the run from the cops.
Okay.
Now we're starting to get towards bogan, right?
Yep.
Their mum has paid tribute to the two boys, as any mum would do in this situation, by performing a burnout in their honour and posting a video of her doing it on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
She's written underneath, Mum did this for you two. The average chickie don't burn out like that. Ha ha. Bet you boys loved it. Now, very bogan. Can it get any more bogan?
I'm
Dad steps
speechless.
In.
Dad steps in.
Dad has stepped in.
Is he still with Mum?
Of course not. Of course not. Sports better paying $1 that'd be broken up. The next day, the boy's dad has posted a photograph of himself wearing a hat with his son's names embossed along with the letters R.I.P. F.T.P. Now, we all know R.I.P. Okay. stands for Rest in Peace.
Oh.
FTP stands for F the Police.
Okay.
Is my favourite bogan news story I have ever read. Clive Palmer, guys, he's done it again. He's just had to pay a $440 fine for a car crash early last year. He ran into a 92-year-old man who was driving a Hyundai i30. Now, I don't know if you know this car, but I've never seen anyone older than a 22-year-old girl drive it. So that, to me, is one of the coolest 92-year-old blokes.
Hey,
billionaire. Clive Palmer crashed into him.
That's an apprentice hairdresser's car, the i30.
Yes, it is.
Got our own Prince Philip smashing into him. What was he driving? A big Merc, did you say?
Yeah, big Mercedes-Benz S560. Big car. Now, he's worth $14.8 billion.
Yeah.
How is he not? God.
Yeah. How's he not only getting driven around, how is he not teleporting? If you're worth almost $15 billion, surely you've got the technology to teleport.
Mm.
But he's got over 30 driving offences over the years and still got his licence. You'll be happy to know, though, Mardo. He's not quite 70,
so you can't
force him into driving a manual just yet. I know when you become PM, anyone over 70
has to drive a manual.
Stick or get out.
Yep.
Walking stick and a stick in the car.
That screams to me that man just does not give a stuff. He will get in a car and do whatever. He's a bit like Prince Philip. Like, you know, I'm going to crash, then I'll get a
stuff
new one.
Stuff you.
Yeah, stuff you, mate.
Just get a new car.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, though? Do you reckon if you're worth that much money, you should just be getting driven around?
Well, I would.
Why wouldn't you be in a chopper?
He lives in Fig Tree Pocket. What, to go from there to the KT?
The city.
Mate, have you seen the size of him?
Yeah, he's been shot so many times in the last couple of weeks outside the Kenmore Tavern.
What does he do at the Kenmore Tavern? The Bottle-O? Or does he go into the public bar for meat tray? What's he up to?
I'll go there for the raffle. Sorry.
Yes.
You're wondering why he's not in a chopper. But you've seen the size of him. You can't take a chopper through a McDonald's drive-thru, all right? You need a car.
1 p.m. today, we are going to give it to those Sri Lankans like they've never seen before. The Australian test team lines up. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about anything in Australian cricket anymore. 1 p.m. today, and I've just read their household names, this Sri Lankan team, names like Dinesh Chandamal, Dinuth Kararatna.
You've never heard of them?
No.
I mean, I've never heard of them, but that's not unusual.
No. But if I didn't call my son Charlie, it was going to be Dinesh. So
after him?
I haven't heard about half the Australian cricket team either. There's plenty of changes. Let's get it all wrapped up by our expert from Fox Cricket, Ian Healy. Hello, mate.
G'day, mate. You're a bit of a bully, mate.
Why?
giving it to India. You don't just give it to Sri Lanka. You're steaming into Sri Lanka, aren't you?
Oh, mate, are we better than them? They're pretty confident that they can do us as well.
Well, I think one thing Sri Lanka does every time is lifts against Australia. So even though these guys are reasonably unknown, and I don't know them all. All the ones you mentioned there, I know. Karunaratne is the way you say it, too, by the way.
Good one.
Do you have to practice heels?
You have to have a good look at who they are. And what they've got is three initials in their foot. There's always a couple of De Silvas and a couple of Pereiras.
Yes.
And you have to look at the MDK, the front initials, and his name will start with a T. And you go, what's his real name? And, like, And so it's very, you have to get your head into them and then put a face to the name, and then one's a bowler, one's a batsman, and work out which one names which.
Eels, in the old days, Richie used to do that, be the captain of the commentary team and make sure the pronunciations are right. Who's in charge of that these days?
Well, I think it'll be Gilly, but he's not. I don't think he's on this test. I think BJ is hosting this test, and Ishigua. So, he might have us in the comm box at the start. But the Sri Lankans themselves don't really care. I remember one year Tony Gregg went down and said, listen, people are calling you Murali Doran, or is your name Muralitharan?
Yeah.
And he told us which way to do it, and he did it with Mahanama or Mahanama, and they told him one way to go. He videoed it,
yep.
and then in the press conference after that, they said it the other way. Themselves.
Oh. Can't trust
our hands up.
Is it true that the national anthem for Sri Lanka will be sung by their most famous Sri Lankan Australian?
Why are people so unkind? Oh.
Kamal.
Kamal.
Yeah, he's a good man too, Kamal. That'd be good, eh?
It would be really good. You know, there's some... Can we... I mean, thank you. Is there anything else
That's
you want to say
cricket.
About cricket?
No,
you're all good with cricket?
Yeah,
I've just been thinking, Heels... Pardon?
That's what I'm. We'll leave it at. I think Sri Lanka might be a bit better than we're thinking.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well,
great.
We'll find out on Fox Sports from one, but yes, Robin had something.
Well, no, I've just been thinking a lot because the Australian cricket team keeps changing, and, you know, that's tough for everyone who is passionate about cricket, but there's some forgotten victims here, and they are the WAGs of the cricket.
They're in and out of the side. They don't get to know each other.
Yeah.
Good call, and they might have to curtail their shopping a little bit.
Oh, is that what happens in WAG world?
Well, your money will go down.
Couldn't you imagine?
You know, if your man gets dropped, he's not getting match fee.
Oh,
and
okay.
You've just got to be careful.
How many tests did you play? 100 and something?
And a dress made out of sandpaper's not that great.
No. was Helena Wag Heels?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, she was a wife or a girlfriend, yes.
But did she live the Wag lifestyle?
Instagram account, no. How many followers did she have?
They didn't, because the money wasn't as good as it once was. We used to always have to room with another player. They roomed together. So it was a nightmare for the manager to get another half a room and bill you for the half. It was a nightmare, made it really difficult. So our women would dodge the public spotlight. But also come to an England tour, which was 4.5 months, so they'd come over there at some stage, and definitely Melbourne and Sydney around Christmas time.
Okay, final question. With your niece, Alyssa, she's a WAG, but she's also a cricketer.
Of course she is.
Does she care in WAG world?
Yeah, she gets in and mixes it with them and finds out what that world's like. She has a bit of a giggle at times, and... Because she's a tough thing, and so she doesn't fit in totally. I don't think, but
she's got a job.
She hangs in.
Last one Saturday morning, I think it's at 9 o'clock. The Heat are playing the Sydney Sixers in the Women's Big Bash final. Alicia's the keeper. Elise Perry plays for them. Who do you go for in that situation?
Probably the niece. I think I'd like to see her have another win. And they had a stunning finish to their semi.
Oh, it's incredible.
Both games, yeah.
So did the Heat. Yeah. But I think the Heat is the side best placed to compete well against the Sydney Sixers. So that should be a very good game again.
Righto, mate. Look forward to it.
Catch it on Fox Cricket with Ian Healy. Catch every ball live and ad break free from 1 p.m. today on Fox Cricket 501. And if your car's filthy, get it down to Hoppy's Handwash Cafe. Big breakfast, Triple M.
Hey, guys, do you reckon that politicians seriously know how full of shite they are? Do you think they look at themselves in the mirror and go, today I am going to talk absolute crap? Because Scott Morrison last night said this.
Scott Morrison says Grant Shultz had a hand in forcing out the Liberal MP, Anne Sudmalis.
I'm not going to reward behaviour that sought to undermine a sitting member of parliament.
Oh, mate, it's okay for you to undermine a sitting prime minister, but if someone in your, party does it for a sitting member, man, it's out.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I tell you.
It's a good job, isn't it, to be a poly?
Do you reckon? Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
Oh no, it'd suck to do, but you can just say whatever you want and then you get free travel for life.
Living
the dream.
Open libraries and stuff.
That's true.
And and kiss babies that aren't yours.
Oh, God.
I love that, Tomatoes. I'd love to be Prime Minister, but I don't want to go open libraries and stuff.
What do we got on
Surely
Tuesday?
They're all open already.
Maria Kondo. Is that her name?
Yes,
the little Japanese.
Right, the Japanese.
Mary Poppins who comes into your house and tells you to throw it all out.
Up.
So just for anyone who doesn't know, it's on Netflix. It's been huge over the summer. If something in your house, clothes or an item, you touch it, you feel it. If it doesn't give you joy, you throw it out.
Yeah, that's her whole premise. But she's kind of a little quirky thing because she doesn't really speak English that well.
She's
got
a translator.
She's got this phenomenon, but she's so cute and excitable and it's wonderful.
All right, it continues. I've talked to her before. I've been to the dump twice in the last week. I told you last Saturday was the busiest day I've ever seen at the dump and the guys there because everyone's throwing stuff out. My daughter Hillary continued the trend. Her and Harry have had the same bathroom for their whole life, okay? She cleaned it out yesterday.
Oh, go Hilly.
It weighed a ton. I threw that in the bin. It was all cosmetic. I don't know what was in there. Didn't want to know, but it was out, gone. And then her and Kath, my wife, my daughter and wife, both started getting into their wardrobes.
Oh, good girls.
Well all done. Right. So I knew that Hillary, she went to the gym yesterday afternoon and Kath had told her, can you take the bags to Lifeline at Stafford? There's a Stafford City Shopping Centre. There's big Lifeline bins down the back there. She did that on her way. And then about 7 o'clock, Harry and I, we were just starting to watch the tennis, Djokovic, last night. And Kath said, I've got to go out. Kath doesn't go out. My wife doesn't go out at night time very often. I said, what's that? What's going on? She said, I've just got a bit of an adventure I've got to go on. I didn't question. I just thought tennis is
You don't
on.
Question that? Nothing weird about that sentence?
No,
must partake on an adventure at 7 p.m.
You are such Kath, have fun. Trusting old Labrador, aren't you?
That were her words. I said, who are you going with? She said Hillary. I thought nothing could go wrong.
There you go.
Okay, so the two of them, they get home at about 20 to 8. So it was a 45-minute mission. I said, what have you guys been doing? They've been down at the Lifeline bins because what had happened in between Kath giving her bag of huge plastic bag of clothes to Hillary to throw in the bin, her friend had rung to remind Kath that she'd offered her a heap of her clothes that she was throwing out to, offered her to her friend, okay? Shoes and clothes, and she'd promised this girl on the weekend she could have them, and Kath forgot all about it, threw it all away. Is my microphone still working? Oh, I don't know what's happened. Something's gone wrong. Righto. So they've had to go down to the Lifeline bins, and I saw Hillary said, what? You should have seen Mum dive. Kath had her body, her torso, inside the bin searching for this bag, and there were people going, hey, you know, you're not supposed to
do
that.
No, you're not, and people get really upset.
Get out of that bin. There were people shining their torches on them in the back of the car park there at Stafford City. Then Hillary had to, it was like, you know, two kids, Hillary had to get down so Kath could get on her back to get further in, and then Hillary had to go in. They eventually retrieved the bag and came home. I've got the photos and videos.
Mate, I think it's your daughter's friends' adventure to go on. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I promised you all these clothes. Here's a little adventure for you.
No, it was one of Kath's friends, my wife.
Oh, they're in a Lifeline bin. Send the friend to go get them. You want free clothes? Get them out of a bin.
That's so unclassy.
And that's why they didn't tell me what the adventure was going to be before they went on the adventure, because I would have said, hey, bro, you don't want them. Let her go and buy her own clothes.
No. And look, she's being lovely and you know, trying to do the right thing. But
is that not bizarre, retrieving stuff? Have you ever dived into a bin?
No, I've never dived into a bin. I spent about 4 hours trying to get an earring that my sister lost in our pool. And I swam through the base of the pool. Like, it literally was just 4 hours.
Just feeling.
Just trying to feel and see. And we found it. It was a diamond earring. So, yeah.
I had a mate, comedian Anne Edmonds. We were on tour once with a comedy festival roadshow. And at the end of the show, we're leaving this theatre and Anne Edmonds is there with a member of staff going through all these bins. And we're like, what are you looking for, Edo? She said, oh, I brought along a travel fork and knife set because we'd been on the road for ages. And she said, I think I put the fork in one of the bins. I said, well, that's it for the fork, Edo.
Yeah, it's gone.
Don't look through bins for cutlery.
Let's go through it. What have you gone to great lengths to retrieve after you've thrown it out?
Craig of Cooperoo, what have you gone to? What great lengths have you gone to retrieve something?
Right there. Okay, so I used to work in a hospital and a patient had gone to have a shower, so I went to make their bed. So I made the bed through all the old linen out. I came back a little later. The patient had come back from their shower and was looking around desperately for their rosary beads. That had been blessed by the Pope at the Vatican. Unfortunately, it had gone out with the dirty linen. So I had to go downstairs and there was just trolley upon trolley full of bags of dirty linen that I had to go through.
How long, Craig?
It took me a good couple of hours. There was about 300 bags, and it was pretty much in one of the last ones I looked through.
That's disgusting.
It's unholy, it's like, that's what it is.
It's the old saying, you know, trying to find prayer beads in a filthy sack.
Thanks, Craig. And gosh. Kim of Springfield Lakes, what great lengths have you gone to retrieve something?
Okay, a few months ago at my workplace, I used to always throw my work keys in my handbag. Mm-hmm. The next day I went to work, couldn't find the keys anywhere, and I thought I'd left them at home. The next day, couldn't find them anywhere. And my co-worker said to me, "Where's your bag?" And I said, "Oh, it's on the floor beside the bin." He said, "You didn't throw the keys in the bin, did you?"
Oh, no.
And I said, "No." So the rubbish had been emptied throughout the whole workshop. So we had to go down to the big dumpster where all the rubbish had gone for the last 2 days.
All right. So did you get in the bin?
Yeah, what sort of stuff are you going through?
I'm only 5 foot. So we got a ladder and we're up the ladder and he's holding my legs while I'm in retrieving bags.
And did you find the keys?
We got out 4 bags and in the last bag... There were shoes and people's leftover lunches and God knows what
else. People throwing out shoes at work. That is a wild workplace.
At the bottom of that last bag, there were the keys.
Oh.
And we just couldn't stop laughing.
Good on you, Kim.
I just laughed and laughed.
You've never worn a short skirt to work again.
Keys back, a couple of clogs. Life's good.
It's a big breakfast, Triple M.